Final silent.
No, you...
What? Is it recording?
Everyone can hear. Everyone can hear what you say.
Do it again. Do it again.
Oh.
Yes.
Right, so... Holy fucking moly. The last podcast we did was, I think, March or April 2020. So I was saying to my lovely wife, now wife, because a lot's gone on since the last time we was broadcasting. I was saying to my lovely wife, I would really love to do another podcast, but I know you're not interested, so I'm just going to do it on my own. Every month or every week. I know you're here. Because you made me get all the gear out of the man cave, for fuck's sake. Like,
10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, so I was saying to Gemma tonight.
We had a good topic.
Well, we did. We had dogs, but we're going to get onto dogs in a minute. Need to tell our thousands, hundreds of thousands of listeners where we've been. Oh, where the hell have we been since March, April 2020? What we've been doing? I mean, holy moly!
We did
14 podcasts.
Oh my goodness!
We had so much good feedback. Everyone was like, "Oh yeah, it's really nice. I love listening to you when I'm in bed with my wife." I love listening to you and Gemma talking and chewing the fat when I'm on the tube or on the train.
Or in the car.
Long and journeys. To be fair, Gems, your heart wasn't in it. You really wasn't into the whole podcasting thing.
I was. It's a hard one. No, I was. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
That's what she said.
No, 100%. And then COVID happened and we had our twins plus your two boys living with us. And it was a crazy time. It was an exceptionally amazing family time. But it was a crazy time.
Is that our only excuse for not doing any podcast? It was crazy time.
Yeah, there was no way that we could have set what we did up with.
Well, that's where I kind of like has brought me to where I am today. Because I listen to these guys. I listen to your Joe Rogans and your Bill Burrs and all these guys out there, they're pumping out every week. They're pumping out hour-long podcasts. And I just think to myself, like, I've got to be able to do that once a week. I've surely got to be able to do that. Whether you're on board or you're not, it doesn't matter. It's cool. I'm not gonna hold a gun to your head, but no, I would really so like much, to have that kind of outlet, you know?
We've got so much to talk about. And in relation to obviously the COVID and dealing with everything, it's the whole setup with getting everything set up, no children about, and being able to talk without any interruptions. That was the hardest thing. I think during COVID.
Certainly tonight.
Because we have, but we haven't got an 18 and a 28-year-old living with us. We've got 6-year-old twins in bed.
Listen, literally, hello. Like you said, I said to you, I want to get into the podcasting stuff again. Like it's passed me by.
100%. And I said, let's set it up tonight. And he was like, no. And then we had another argument about dogs, and it's like, right, come on, let's set it up. He's like, no, and I was going to go to bed, and he was like, right, let's set it up now.
Kind of. But let's
100%.
So let's take a step back. So me and Gems, my new wife, we had a twin chat show. We did 14 episodes. I think I'm going to change the title of the podcast, because I don't think, what I want to do is I want to have a podcast that's about me
chewing the fat.
Well, no. What I was thinking, Gems, is I'm 52. Yeah, 52.
Oh, blimey.
And I think a good dad podcast would be quite good. So I had this vision. I had an epiphany. Is that what you call it? An epiphany?
Okay.
So I was on the train today, dozing off between Stamford Lee Hope and East Tilbury. And I'm dozing off and I'm thinking, I want to do a podcast. I want to do something that speaks to the speaks to people that perhaps are dads, mums, nans, grands. You know, just talk about kids, talk about bringing up kids, talk about, you know, paying for kids, living with kids. It's like we had 14 episodes, and guys, if you listen to this now, you haven't checked us out, we had the Mason Gems Twins podcast, 14 episodes. Beautiful. Fantastic.
It was quality. Fun.
Gold. I would say gold. Like, listening gold. There's at least 14 hours of
us talking shit.
Pure gold. About me and Gemma. Lovely Gemma talking initially about twins, but then we kind of like, we diversed every now and again. We talked about Mice Tyson in Vegas, and we talked about various crap.
We talked about our life and how much fun we've had in the 11 years that we've been together.
And there wasn't many people that I met that listened to our podcast, but there was a few. And I always remember someone saying to me, I love listening to your podcast. It's like you and Gemma are speaking to us at the bottom of my bed. And I'm thinking,
whilst in their car.
Well, no. The thing that kind of like crossed my mind was like, you're in bed with your wife and you're bigging me up because John and Gemma, it's like John and Gemma are speaking to you from the bottom of your bed. Oh, so kind goodness. Of like, so that was, hopefully he doesn't mind me. So like that was name checking Bozza. So Bozza was a good friend of mine. He's a good friend of mine. And Bozza was, he listened to all the podcasts, and he said, I just always remember him saying to me, it was like listening to you and Gemma speak to me from the bottom of my bed.
It's like one of those, little boxes at the top where you sort of open it up, and it's like every now and again our like heads pop up.
Hello.
Hi.
It's John and Gemma. Was you gonna have sex with your wife? Because if you was, we're here to spoil the fun and talk shit about our twins. I was looking for I need to get my head in gear. What was I looking through? I was looking for the podcast that we did.
Okay.
We did 14.
That's impressive.
Yeah. I didn't realise it was that many. 14 podcasts.
No, that's good.
Yeah. And then you just like, you went off the boil, didn't you?
I didn't. We had COVID and we didn't sit out.
You're kind of blaming COVID for
100%.
Not doing podcasts, and
it was unconventional.
It's like, you need to wear some socks. But I don't want to wear socks because of COVID.
No, it's we we had so much fun making the podcasts, and all of a sudden it sort of died down, and there was a lot to it, and you were working full out. You had your boys work, well, no, you had Dan working full out with you in the man cave. I had Elfie with me. I had the girls. We were trying to entertain. Thankfully, it was the hottest summer that we'd ever had.
Let's talk about that, right? Because, like, people will be listening to this, and you've got to remember, right, 2020. This is the problem with British people, right? If you're going to give them COVID, people are going to get COVID, and the Prime Minister is going to tell you to stay and work at home.
Oh my goodness! The weather was absolutely phenomenal.
You could believe it was like I had tan lines on my flip flops by May. I think it was May.
To be fair, I had COVID before anyone knew about COVID.
Absolutely. So, like, if you listen to one of the Twin Chat podcasts, you will hear. So go back, little listen. You will hear about me and Gemma talking about how we went to Vegas. Gemma got COVID. Gemma was probably, without question, the first person in the United Kingdom to have COVID. And it's all been hidden under the carpet. It's all Secret Service. They talk about these Chinese people in York that had COVID. But I'm telling you now, Gemma had COVID in Basildon at the end of February 2020. But can you imagine it? Can you imagine it now? Like, can you imagine now if there's a new Prime Minister? What's the new Prime Minister called?
Don't ask me. I don't know. It's a lady.
It's a woman, isn't it? So, Liz Truss. Liz Truss, I am a full paid up member of the Conservative Party, people.
I'm sure you knew that.
proper right wing me. So I pay my subs. I've got my, I think I pay £2.99 for a raffle or £3 a month for a raffle.
Okay.
And Jesus, I'd never even heard of her.
No, nor had I.
I've heard of Boris, obviously, but I never heard
you'd worked with Boris beforehand.
But I never ever heard of this. She kind of like came out left field. It was like it was like some 17-year-old apprentice at Arsenal all of a sudden getting a start in, you know what I mean? It was like
she was a wingman of Top Gun.
But I swear to God, she came out left field all of a sudden, and now she's leading the country. She's in charge of the country, and like no one's ever heard of her.
But no one knows what the country's going to come up.
Well, there's your thing, Gemma. There's your thing. What are you going to do with the country? What would you do? So, like, let's just say we just put you in charge. Gin? Cheaper gin?
Cheaper gin.
What else?
Cheaper flights to the USA.
Cheaper flights that you say, oh yeah, I like that. Oh, the flights have gone mental, mate.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Mad. Absolutely mad. So we had a really, really great holiday in the US. Awesome. The USA. The US of the South New Jersey.
It's amazing.
It was great. It was great.
So our family.
So forget about Disneyland. Forget about Las Vegas. Get about all those kind of places that you normally go to. What you need to do, if you're a fellow Brit that loves the United States, and every single year all you've done is go, yeah, I'm going to go to Orlando. I'm going to go to Kissimmee, and I'm going to get my tickets for SeaWorld and Universal Studios and all that kind of stuff. Forget it. What you need to do is you need to fly to Philadelphia.
You need to
go further fields. You need to go foraging. That's why people in the United States don't have passports. I think it's 100%. Something like 2 or 3% of United States people.
There's 52 states in the US of A, and you could go to another state and have a fantastic holiday and
a completely different experience every 100%. State. Yeah. 100%. Every single state. That's why people who live in America, I don't need a passport. Why would I need a passport? I don't need to go to Europe. That's near Australia, right? That's the most worst accent ever. But they don't need passports because every year you could have you could get to the age of, let's just say you get to the age of 20, right? And you're living in Ohio, or you're living in Florida or Miami or wherever it is. You get to the age of 20 and I want to see the world. I want to go abroad. And someone says to him, look, son, there's 52 states out there. You could visit every state, one state per year, the rest of your life, you'd be 72.
100%.
You don't even have to go to England. No one wants to fucking go and see Big Ben.
How many states have we visited? I think it's 14.
We've seen a few.
We've
What's
seen
your favourite?
South New Jersey.
Well, that's not a state, to be fair.
No. It's...
It is New Jersey, but it's New South Jersey. New Jersey.
Yeah, okay, New Jersey, but it's obviously South New Jersey because our family are there.
And definitely when people... Certainly people in the UK, I think, envisage... But New Jersey to be Tony Soprano, fuck you, man. It's like you're just across the border from Manhattan. Hey, fuck you, Paulie. Hey, Paulie, give me the canolas and all that kind of stuff. But actually, New Jersey, into Newark and it takes 2.5 hours.
Two and a half hours to drive down the south,
yeah.
Then you've got New York, but then our first one was Washington, D.C. That was amazing.
Yeah, I like DC. Yeah. No, very DC, flat.
DC was good.
It was flat.
It was flat, apart from the elephants that I managed to jump off onto.
It was funny, actually. So we went to Washington, DC, and there was no backhanders, right? So before you start emailing or writing in and saying, it was all a bit, there was no backhanders. We got invited to go out there. I was going to go and speak at some conference.
You did speak.
I did. But they put us up at, where was that place? It was so posh.
Oh, my goodness.
You had that fucking car and we had the convertible. So it was, so we stayed at the poshest house. The poshest hotel you could possibly find in Washington, D.C. I'm trying to think what it is now. I can't remember, but it was really posh.
The car was in valet. We had a Mustang, a bright red Mustang convertible. And I was like, yeah, don't worry. You can go off. You can do your speech. I'm going to hit the malls. I'm going to hit the thingies with the bright red Mustang. Put the roof down. They brought me out. I came round and I literally, before sat nervous and everything was involved, I wrote everything down in on post-it notes, and I'm like, I'm going to be absolutely fine. Right, one stage, literally, next
when
stage.
When was this,
11 years ago?
1956?
I don't know, 11 years ago.
So we didn't have the sat-nav on the phone? No,
we couldn't afford the sat-nav on the phone at the time. So I'd wrote everything down on post-its, put it on the dashboard, and I'm like, babe, I'm going to be absolutely fine. I wiped it off, and I'm like, yep, I've done that. And all of a sudden, I took a wrong turn, and nothing on my post-it, rung true. And I'm like, holy moly, whatever am I going to do? So we drove down, and I can remember there was, the peninsula, and everything was, marketed, A, B, C, D, E. So it was all through the internet. The alphabet. So I literally drove through and I managed to get onto one of the roads, which was the alphabet road. and I managed to drive.
You fucking. No, what the fuck is an alphabet road?
It was the alphabet road. It was a Z and an X, Y. I can't remember them backwards, but it was the alphabet road. And I saw the peninsula and I'm thinking, right, I'm not going to get lost. So all I've got to do is go I've got to go all the way through the alphabet. And I know, I believe it was like D. Then I turn left and I turn left again and I managed to get to our hotel and I literally go. I drove out in a Mustang and we got to the man and I literally just burst into tears. And I was like, please take my car away. I need to get an Uber.
I have no idea what you're talking about. The A, B, C, D. Well, what is that?
The roads were literally marked. They were like A, B, C, D.
Is that on your piece of paper? It's not on the...
No. Honestly, if you look where the peninsula is and where we were, I don't even know what a peninsula is.
What the fuck is that? This is why you never, never, ever, ever leave a woman... Or girlfriend, like a wife or a girlfriend. You never leave them alone. If you ever go, if you're ever going on a business trip to Washington, no. But Jem, seriously, I think it's a fair point. If you're ever going on a business trip to Washington, D.C., and you're staying at this posh hotel, just never even allude to the fact that you might want to go to the mall.
Oh, no, 100%.
Did you ever get... I never got to the mall.
I got an Uber.
Oh, well, there you go.
Wasn't it called the Palencia?
I don't know what you call it. What are you on about? Listen, people, I know what she's talking about now.
Oh, I've
got it completely wrong. I know what she's talking about now. Have you got this? I know what she's talking about. What is that fucking big... it's not even called Peninsula. What do you want about?
It's Googling it now.
It's the thing that Spider-Man called a...
I know.
It's not the Peninsula.
Hold on.
I'm sure the Americans have a word for it. It's like...
hold on. You know what
we're talking about. Forrest Gump's going... I'm against the Vietnam War, and they've got all those CGI people, and they're all clapping, and it's the big thing. It's not Peninsula. I feel sorry for you because it's not Peninsula, but I can't even know what I'm. I don't even know what it is. I don't know what it is. What is it? It's the.
Hold on.
Cenotaph. No.
Oh, it could be the cenotaph.
Google.
Right, just keep talking.
They got some good museums in Washington, D.C. That is a fact. And...
there is.
Yeah, what's it called? I've forgotten my
Washington Monument.
Washington. And we saw the...
that was good as well.
It's proper serious, actually. We should get serious now, because we saw the... I think it was the South Korean...
What was that?
And 100%. If you're ever in Washington DC, you've got definitely got to go and see that, because it's like these full size. I think they're brass statues of.
Amazing.
It was amazing, wasn't it? Like it's like a park full of these guys, of these full size statues.
Yeah.
So anyway, hang on, we've. On to why we did this podcast to Washington, D.C.
America.
To the peninsula, which was the peninsula. Talk about, I tell you what, should we talk about something topical?
Go on then.
Queen. Bless her.
Oh no, that's sad.
She had a good innings.
She did. And she was amazing.
In what way?
She served our country through so many prime ministers, through wars, through through everything, and she is such a humble, caring woman, mother. I love the Queen.
He's the only monarch we've actually been brought up with, and our mums. So, like, you know, here's my thing, right? Here's my thing. I feel that I'm quite into the whole royal stuff, kings and queens. I think it's good for the economy.
The monarch.
The monarch, and it always reminds me of the time when one day, she's going about years, so many years, I was outside Buckingham Palace, and some American came up to us and they said, "Hey, buddy, you know where the Buckingham Palace is?" And like literally, we were stood outside Buckingham Palace. Like, yeah, it's right there. He went, "Geez, is that it?" And I was like, "It ain't fucking Disneyland, mate. This is like fucking. This is what we do." It's not like you can't, you're not going to pay $130 and go and get some fucking cotton candy in there.
Oh my goodness, when we went to Washington, D.C. and saw the White House, I was like, oh my goodness, I was expecting it to be on par with Buckingham Palace.
It was white.
It was white, but it was small.
Racists.
But it was so much smaller than Buckingham Palace, and I'm like, how the hell would you miss Buckingham Palace? Because Buckingham Palace is huge in comparison to the White House. And we've seen both.
True. That is true. And there's been plenty of times I've been on the train and I love America. I love going to America. I know you love going to America.
Oh, my goodness.
The amount of times I've met American people, no offence to you, my friends across the ocean, I love you to bits, but I think you think we're so small that it's like we'll know everybody. So I've been on trains before and I've been on a journey and like some woman said to me, "Hey, where are you going to?" And I'll say, like, I'm going to Nottingham. "I got a friend in Nottingham. His name's Kenneth. You know Kenneth?" I'd be like, "It's got a population of 350 fucking thousand people. Like, of course I don't know Kenneth." But I love that kind of like American naivety. I mean, you know, Gemma, we absolutely love the United States of America. Oh, we love goodness. It. Absolutely it's, love it's it. Amazing. It's our favorite place to go. I love the. We're going to have to do a whole episode on Christmas dinner in the United States of America, because those fuckers don't even know. Well, I don't even know how to fucking make a.
Well, no, let's
a Yorkshire pudding.
Let's bring it back a minute.
Right.
So we finally got married last year in August.
August 2021. I think that's what you're trying to say.
I'm sorry.
My wife. My love.
And then we were supposed to be going out to New Jersey. Didn't happen because the gates didn't open until November. So we spoke to our American family.
Fuck Joe Biden.
We spoke to our American family. It was like,
and Donald Trump.
And how do you fancy us coming over for Christmas? And they were like, oh my goodness, absolutely, 100%. So we went over there. We brought our Christmas presents and we brought everything. And it was amazing. Christmas dinner was like, different.
Very different.
Like, very, very different. It was like, Mace loves cooking it. A Christmas dinner. It was like, have you got roast parsnips? Have you got roast Brussels? And there were so many variations.
British traditions that they don't know about.
And they were like, no, we do this dish, and like Mace will tell you the dishes that you've done. And it's like, and we couldn't even buy parsnips because the parsnips were so small that they would have incinerated in the oven, how we would have made it.
I think Americans do Christmas dinner
on Thanksgiving.
No. What they do, I've sussed it, Gems. What they do is they do Christmas dinner like they do breakfast, which is and every British person listening to this, and if you don't agree, I'd love to hear from you. We would definitely love to hear from you. But every British person knows you don't fucking mix your savoury with your sweet, right? It's a fact. It's just an absolute, undeniable fact that there is... It's like...
You don't put syrup on your bacon.
I mean, who does, apart from fucking 350 million people in America, who the fuck does that? Who the fuck does that?
No, it's crazy. Or who coats bacon in chocolate?
Well, the Americans definitely do that because I bought the Amish. I went to the Amish market once and it was like $1 for your chocolate covered bacon. And I had to buy it and I did have a bit of it just to try it. But what I think has happened is this nonsense of pouring syrup on your eggs or putting butter on your bacon or putting jam or what do you call it? What do they call it over there? Jelly on your this and that. And then you get your plate, you get all this plate of sweet and savoury shit. And then what you do is you go, oh, yeah, I'll have some, what's that shit?
Blueberry syrup.
No, the sugar. The fucking... What's the light sugar stuff that they put on
Canderel?
Everything? No, Canderel. That's a sweetener, you nutter. Like, powdered sugar. So they'll have their breakfast plate.
Icing sugar.
That shit, yeah. Right, okay. So they'll have the... I got my bacon. I got my sausage. I got my grits. I got my sausage and bacon and grits. I got my... I got my gravy and all that kind of... And then they'll have a little side and then have a little thing. And they'll have like a fucking... Somewhere about 2 miles away on their plate, they'll have this tomato or a bit of fucking lettuce or there'll be something green. It'll be something that's grown in the ground. And it'll be going like...
Don't get eaten.
And like it'd be like the diet version because it's got a fucking piece of tomato on it. And then all of a sudden they go like, oh yeah, let's spoon all over the fucking icing sugar. Oh no, that's it, French bread. Their version of French bread is basically you deep fry it in fucking shit, sugar, and then you fucking sprinkle it with sugar, and then you add more sugar when you put it on the plate with sugared fucking shit.
Does taste amazing.
It does, but what worries me is they carry that over into their Christmas dinner.
So 100%.
I loved having Christmas dinner in America. It was absolutely fantastic. It was so much of a different experience. We've always been to America during the summer.
We've always wanted to experience
it was so
Christmas
good.
With our American family, and we never thought that we'd be able to do
never.
And being able to do it, and they were like, they were absolutely enthralled and going, yeah, come over. And we came over with our girls and... We sat there on Christmas Day and we opened all the presents and
matching
PJs that Tam's got.
But then they put on the table
some random stuff.
Like it was like deep fried fucking
I know
sweet potatoes candied with sugar and
can I just say one thing?
Like 18 different choices of potatoes.
Who actually made the Yorkshire?
You did make the Yorkshire pudding. I had about 4 attempts at making Yorkshire pudding.
And I said, let me just read the recipe and I'll do it first time. No one believed me that I could do it. And I made them first attempts and I literally, oh my goodness. You should
do you know what would be really interesting would be like, if you're listening to this and you're from America, forget about American friends. They are probably listening to this now and going, you fucking ungrateful fucking wankers. We fucking did all this for you, blah blah blah. No, but like, wouldn't. if you're listening to this and you're from America and you've ever had a UK Christmas dinner, what did you think? Better or worse? Because I think the problem with America is they have this thing where they have Thanksgiving. It's like, oh, turkey, yeah, Thanksgiving, blah, blah. Then they have Christmas dinner. It's like, oh, my God, the same again.
No, I believe that Thanksgiving is completely different to Christmas dinner.
It's the same food.
No, I don't believe it is.
I've looked at the menus.
Thanksgiving is more like our Christmas dinner, but Christmas dinner is, they do like the crazy dishes.
What's the? I can't remember what they are. There was a lot of interesting stuff on the table,
and it was literally just all plated, and everyone just like scooped for themselves. But it was good.
One of the things that always makes me laugh, Gemma, is like, since we've kind of like got to know our American friends and how real Americans live, you know, not like your Florida Americans. And do you want a ticket to Disneyland? Like, I can do you 2 days for 3 days. And if you do the 3 days and do the 4 days, you can get 4 days for less than 3 days and all that kind of. What I love about American friends in South New Jersey is just that absolute, I don't know, love and respect. So, like, you would 100%. Never, ever, 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 ever. I swear to God, you would never, if you was from Bridgeton, New Jersey, South New Jersey, and you got invited to a party where there was 70,000 people, you would literally turn up and go, I made this apple pie. So there's 70,000 people at this party, and they go, I bought buffalo wings. Everyone's got a take.
Think when we had a party for MM's birthday and my 40th, and they came round, and everyone bought a gift, and everyone bought a.
Everyone does. Like, it's that. There's definitely a sense of.
And then we got the. Is it the hustle of. Crabs and the blue crabs. Me and Jeff went out and got the crabs and we shucked them all and we literally laid them out for everyone.
You tore off those crab penises?
No, Jeff tore off the crab penises. I like flew it into the lungs. Yep. No, it was, oh my goodness. But it was.
I think my point was like, so like we was like, so we went, the last time we went out there, we was going, see some people that had come over to the UK and business acquaintances. And I sent out this email and I said to him, I like, you know, is it all right if we come and pop by? You're about 40 minutes away. And we took them about 50 quid's worth
of chocolate.
The fucking British chocolate and their fucking, the what vegans. Were they? Vegans.
So I couldn't eat it.
I couldn't fucking eat it. Like, everyone loves British chocolate, Cadbury's and all this shit. And they went, oh, yeah, we love it. To be fair to them, they were absolutely lovely. They were lovely.
And she was like, no, it won't go to waste because I put a piece in my coffee every day. There was so much differentiation of chocolate. There was no dark chocolate that they could actually eat as vegans. But it was all milk chocolate and white chocolate. And I got an Aereo, which was like mint chocolate. But it was all milk chocolate and they couldn't eat anything. And to be fair, bless their hearts, they were so grateful.
They were very sweet. Actually, very sweet.
And they were so accommodating to us and the girls, weren't they? They got us, the girls, some gifts.
Lovely, yeah.
And some.
So they were near Philly. Philadelphia.
Brilliant.
And did we have a cheesesteak this year?
Yes, we did.
Where did we have that? What was that? I'm trying to think.
We had a cheesesteak, 100%. I think it was takeout one night.
Sure? I don't remember having a cheesesteak. I'm trying to think about think where we now. Have a... I don't no, think we did,
no,
babe.
No, I think we did. No, we did have... Oh, no, we had pizza. And you wanted a cheese. Oh, that was amazing. Man. Buffalo chicken pizza. Oh,
I've never seen that. I'll tell you what, if you're a pizza delivery person in the Stamford, Lee Hope, Corringham, Thurrock area.
Buffalo chicken pizza.
Do buffalo chicken pizza.
Oh my goodness. It was amazing.
It was good. It was good.
It was good. You could only eat two slices.
So let's summarise, Gemma. So I told you tonight that, fuck you. If you don't want to do these podcasts, I'm going to do them on my own. That's what I said to you.
Good for you.
Pretty much. Wasn't it? Yeah. I just said, like, fuck you. I want to do it. I want to have a... I like this outlet. I want to.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the doggies tonight.
We haven't talked. We haven't even touched. We haven't skimmed the surface.
We're getting doggies.
Of the enjoyment that we could give.
We're going to have a poo, and it's going to be a boy, and we're not too sure what the name's going to be, but we're going to get it.
Turn the mic down, so you can't even hear her. So, if you haven't heard. No, I don't want a fucking cavapoo.
Cavapoo.
I don't want a cavapoo, right. Cavapoo. I'm going to do it. I much preferred my vision of doing this podcast going forward I'll let you have your say. Go on. You say what you want to say.
Thank you. I'm just taking my headphones off otherwise. We're getting a cavapoo and it's going to be a ginger. And it's going to be a male. And they are going to be born within the next 1 to 2 days. And I'm so excited. Mace doesn't want a dog. He's never had doggies. But I've had doggies growing up all my life. And I know he's going to love them. And the girls are going to love them. And I'm so excited. But he really doesn't want a doggie. But he's going to get one.
Yeah, so none of what you heard is going to fucking happen. So I think we shall leave it at that. This is the end of the first UK Fat Man.
Fat Man?
Yeah, I'm changing the podcast.
We're not having Fat Man.
I'm changing the podcast.
We're not having Fat Man.
Are you going to be involved? Or are you going to be actively involved?
No, I'm going to be actively involved, but it's not going to be Fat Man.
I need a new name. It's not going to be Twin Chat. It's got to be something else. I was thinking UK Fat Man.
No,
parental advice.
Man. No, don't like that at all.
It doesn't matter because, like, if you're not involved, then.
Well, no, I am going to be involved, but it's not going to be Fat Man because I'm not fat. Cause I'm losing weight. I'm on a diet.
See, the thing is, going forward, it needs 100% commitment. And I'm not quite sure you can give that.
Jeff.
I'm looking it in your eyes now. I'm looking at you now. You want a wee. You don't want to tell people you want a wee.
I'm desperate. Bye.
Go.
I can't go.
I'll speak to our listeners. I'll speak to our listeners while I go to the
toilet.
Certainly
not going to be Fat Man.
Well, we need to think of a new name.
We need to think of a new name, but it's not going to be Fat Man.
Okay.
And we are getting a dog. Yeah. He's got no chance.
Fucking dog. I tell you what, I'm going to do a podcast on my own. 100% about a million and one reasons. It's going to bore you to fuck, but a million and one reasons why I don't want a dog.
Well, if I'm in, if
you're not going to be involved,
I'm like
you're excluded from that. You're not even invited. You're not even invited.
You've asked me to be 100% committed.
You're not even invited to that podcast. You're not. I'm going to do it while you're going to your nans or something. Doing your nails. I'm going to do it. It'll be like. A million and one reasons why a parent of kids doesn't want dogs.
Guess what? The doggies are going to be born in the matter of 2 to 3 days and we're going to have them in 2 months.
And guess what? See how Gemma pays for it. She ain't got nobody. Asking me for the cat.
He's an arsehole.
Because it ain't going to happen.
is 2 months.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll see what happens. Okay. So thanks for listening. Love you to bits. It was the Twin Chat podcast. We're going to change the name. It's going to definitely have UK Fat Men in it, even because Gemma's never going to, she's never going to put the level of commitment and passion that I am into this podcast.
100%. With our little yappy doggy going crazy and barking around.
It's not
going
to happen.
2 months. 2 months. And we're going to have our pup.
So leave it to bits. Send us an email. Send us your questions. Especially about how you might be a better father or a mother.
Dealing with babies.
Because we're the experts.
Dealing with doggies.
Love it to bits. Bye.